Episode 1481, is it time for a detox?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you experiencing an Arctic wave? Well, today is Wellness Wednesday, so I pray that you have something wrapped around you, keeping you very warm, because the question is it time for a detox? Let's drink up. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. All right, so detox. What do you think when you hear the word detox? Do you freak out? Does your stomach begin to go, oh, I do not want anything to do with this? Well, detox is actually an action that can impact your health and wellness for the better. Yes, believe it or not, it can happen for the better. But the question remains, is it time for a detox? Now, you might have heard of drinking these awful concoctions that make you visit the bathroom way too often in the day, or taking something out of your diet to clean it up. Maybe juice cleanses, the Whole 30, or even drinking bone broth might be your go-to. Some of these detoxes out there are more appealing than others. You know, who really wants to drink something that looks like mud? Count me out. I don't want any part of it. With a world that is growing ever more toxic, we all can admit to that and agree to that. I don't care what side of whoever you're standing on. We are more toxic now than we were back in the olden days. And that's a lot of olden days ago. So detoxing is very much a concern when it comes to optimal health and wellness. Regardless of what types of detoxes are available, the real question remains, is it time for a detox? Is it really the right time for me to do it? Well, you got to listen to your body. It's telling you secrets. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Listen to your body. It's telling you secrets. Most of us go around thinking, I don't know anything. You know more than what you think you know. And your body is incredible. God made this machine, and I don't want to call it a machine as in, like, you know, you got the trinkets and the screws and nails and all that. No, not that kind of machine, but something so well designed that when you look at it, you can't say that this just happened by accident. There is a purpose for absolutely everything. It's incredible. It is a miracle. And your body knows what to do so long as we give it what it needs so it can do what it was meant to perform. Now, yes, there are always exceptions to the rule. So understand and know this. If you're experiencing any of these that we're going to talk about here, it's a good time for you to start considering a detox, right? Researching it and doing it properly. Because when you do a detox, you want to make sure the reason behind what you're doing fits what you're looking for. It makes sense with the goals that you are looking at. Also, you need to be aware to how your body responds in certain circumstances. Let me give you an example. If you're one that says, okay, I found this great detox. You cannot drink any water. Well, you know what? For me personally, that wouldn't work. That's the only thing I drink. I can't go without drinking water. What am I going to have as liquids? That wouldn't work for me. On the flip side of it, maybe you found this amazing, incredible coffee that you're supposed to drink, and you're just this coffee lover. If that fits with your goals, I'm not saying that you need to go and do a coffee detox and that's all you drink, but I'm just using it as an example here, then it matches for you. And so doing that would be great. Now, for me, it wouldn't be because I don't drink coffee. I love the smell, but I don't drink it. So when you think detox, though, a lot of people go, gosh, I've heard some bad things. I don't know. And then I've heard some great things. I don't know. Well, this is your cautionary flag. You have to enter at your own risk and be wise. Do your research and understand the detox process for you specifically, to your body. what you want. Seek professional and medical counsel and guidance when it comes to making any health and wellness decisions. That is your responsibility to take care of your body. So what are the situations that would constitute you doing a detox? Well, we're going to name 11 of them. There's so many out there, but this is just a handful that I wanted to cover specifically for you, because with it being the new year, can you believe in a blink, it's going to be February? Can you believe already we're looking at spring break for our kids in school? My children are already counting down. I'm like, seriously? I still have the Christmas trees up. Honestly, I'm going to try to start taking down the Christmas decorations this weekend. So say an extra prayer that I have extra energy to do that. But that's for another episode. But when we're already thinking spring break, what's after spring break? Summertime. And you're sitting here going, and I'm just coming off the new year and I wanted to lose some weight, or I wanted to get healthier, or I wanted to lean out, whatever your goals are with your health and wellness. And you're going, but now I've fallen off the wagon and I don't know where to begin. But now I've heard about detox and now I'm kind of curious. There's lots of questions floating around. So I want to introduce you to some areas in your life that are these red flags that say maybe a detox would be good for you. This is the time to do a detox. Number one, you're having digestion complications. This is something no one wants to talk about. It's like the TMI, cover your ears, it's embarrassing, but it is. It's diarrhea, it's bloating, constipation, and gas. Things just aren't working right. Well, if things aren't working right, that means something internally isn't working right. And this is something that you need to look at. These things are not normal. When you have diarrhea all the time, this is not normal. Bloating constantly. You're putting something into your body. You're exposing yourself to something that's causing you to be bloated. If everything is working properly, if you're giving it what it needs, then it's all going to work together, right? Plus, when you think about it, all these things with diarrhea and bloating and gas, they're uncomfortable and a little embarrassing. We don't even want to talk about it. So you got to hit the reset button, detox, and give your gut a break. Our guts need a break. They work hard all the time. And if you go back to the olden days when they didn't have the convenience of going to a grocery store and taking things off of a shelf or out of a refrigerator, they naturally went through detoxes. Why? Because they ate in seasons. And God has this extraordinary way of how he created the way that we consume food, how it grows. And so in the olden days when they didn't have all this technology and this incredible way of packaging food that could last for 3 or 4 or 5 years on a shelf, okay, that's for another episode. But when they were eating that way, they naturally went through detoxification because there were some things that weren't readily available at certain times of the year. And so what did it do for the digestive system? It gave it a break. And that's ultimately what you want to be able to do for your gut, is give it a break. Number two, sugar cravings often. It's one thing, especially women, that time of the month, I know, call it what it is, but we do have those cravings. It's our hormones are going kind of wild during that time. But if you're always having sugar cravings, then, and they're insatiable cravings, this is a humongous sign that something is not right with your body. If you're eating a lot of processed foods, you can mess up your blood sugar levels and your leptin hormones. So you're on this roller coaster going all over the place searching for what? Junk. I want junk. I desire junk. That's what your body craves. This is not good. And no, it's not normal, but a lot of us face this. So when you do a detox focusing on real foods, God made it, you can eat it type foods, then it allows your body to heal from the inside out and reset itself. Number three, regularly occurring seasonal allergies. So if you got these allergies that keep coming up, think of this more as sinus related. Your gut health, your microbiome, has an effect on your immune system. If one is weak, typically the other one is going to be weak too. Your nasal passage is a line of defense. And if your gut and your nasal passage, if your immune system's wrong and your gut system's not working right, they're not going to work in you know, in harmony, they're going to go against each other. And so you can actually be having more problems than normal. So that's a big red flag for you. Number four, if you feel yucky even when eating healthy. I've had people tell me all the time, man, I eat so good, but man, I don't understand. I'm tired or I'm bloated. Well, then something's wrong here. No matter how clean you eat, your body can benefit from taking a break, a detox from your norm, whatever your norm is, because it's good to change things up in our body. It keeps our body alert and it also keeps it what? Fresh and renewed. So eliminating certain foods for a period of time is wonderful. Some people will do it with dairy. I love dairy. I love milk. But you know what? I do not drink milk on a regular basis. Literally, I probably have, I don't know. Maybe I can count on one hand how many glasses of milk I will consume in a year. Now, you heard that right. In 1 year, I can count on one hand how many glasses of milk I drink. That's just me and that's my body. I know how it reacts. I've done enough studies and watching what I do and listening, right? Because remember, your body is telling you secrets. And you've got to listen to these secrets that it wants to tell you. So eliminate some certain foods. Maybe you're a cheese lover. Well, maybe cheese really doesn't always love your body. So taking yourself off of cheese for 7 days, you can do it for 7 days, is awesome. Okay, some people, believe it or not, wine. Take yourself off wine for a week or two or three. A lot of people do that at the start of the year, but you know, we're not at the start of the year, so you can start now. Whatever floats your boat, but when you're just kind of feeling blah, and that's usually what it is, but you really are eating pretty clean, then start looking at how you can eliminate certain foods and start from there and allow your body what? To rest and repair. Number five, blemishes. Oh, yes, we all love them, right? We go to bed and all of a sudden it's like, oh, where did that come from in the morning? And you're like, really? It's like this huge goose egg. Okay, it's really not, but it seems that way because you've been without blemishes for so long, but now all of a sudden they're popping up and not just on your face, but it may be on your arms, on your back, the tops of your shoulders, on your legs, the sides. Sometimes women, even on our décolleté, that's something, and that's your chest area, by the way, if you're not sure about that word, it's décolleté is your chest area. So the blemishes, one way our body shows buildup of toxins is how it appears on our skin. So your skin may be the largest organ of the body, and you have to know that what you put in and on your body affects your performance in your skin. And so think about this. When you sweat, right, what is your body doing? Your skin is allowing what? It to rid itself of toxins. It's an inside-outside effect. And when we do this, that's great. But if we get things that are clogging it, if we put stuff on top of our body that's clogging it, our shampoo that we use, the type of soap or lotions, the perfumes, our detergents, all of this stuff can be a problem when it comes to blemishes. It can be causes to it. Those are all things that what? Our body needs to be detoxified from. And so taking a break, working with it again, your body is what? You got it, telling you secrets. Number six, persistent fatigue. Are you always tired? And it doesn't make sense as to why. You know, it's one thing if you stay up late recording a podcast episode, 3 or 4 nights in a row, yeah, you may be tired for a couple days until you kind of get your body settled again. But if you're going to bed at kind of a normal time, nothing's really changed. You haven't changed anything. There's nothing really major stress going on. Your kids are just driving you crazy like normal. That hasn't changed. Your husband is, well, maybe driving you extra crazy, but you still love him. And so that's all normal. You just don't understand why you're just constantly tired. Well, it can be a problem with how your body is communicating between the brain and the adrenal glands. And you can have this increased cortisol levels due to stress, inflammation, gut issues, and yes, toxins. So that persistent fatigue, maybe it's a time for what? A detox. Number seven, this is one of my favorites just because I like the way it sounds. Foggy and groggy. You have a difficult time what? Focusing. You're kind of scatterbrained, and not scatterbrained because you're getting older. Nope, that doesn't count. It's frequently called brain fog. You want to flush out those toxins in the hypothalamus to relieve the oxidative stress. You got to get rid of that. And one way to do that is what? Detox. Your body just needs a break. Number 8, consistent ongoing joint pain. Maybe you had this experience over the holidays. And I mention this because we kind of let down our guard a little bit. We don't eat as well as we like to. We eat a little bit more junk than we do good. And we begin to wake up just feeling achy, like you ran a marathon, but you hadn't done anything close to running that marathon. Your muscles are stiff and sore. This is probably a really good indication of what? Inflammation. So you got to get rid of that inflammation. It's time for a detox. Number 9, we're almost there. Hold on. It's stress, one of our favorites. Our lives are flooded with stress, right? You're probably like, I live in a life of constant stress. Well, if you are in constant stress, you might not only be experiencing internal inflammation and imbalance, but you may need to give your external self a break. The outside stimuli, the influence. So for example, maybe you need a social media break. Have you ever heard of those? I'm just turning myself off for a month because I don't need any of that. Or negative people in your life. Maybe you have people that just kind of bring you down. And it's not because they mean to. It's just kind of their personality. And it's not bad necessarily. It's just a fact. You're not judging them. But for you, it just takes all the energy and zaps it from you. And you're just like, I can't do this. And it adds actually more stress because you carry the weight of them plus the weight of you. And it just gets really, really messy. So think about stimuli where you thrive. That's what you want to focus on. What serves you as an individual? The positive side of things. You want to highlight that and detox the other stuff. So whether it's social media, whether it's negative people, that's your detoxification, what you want to get rid of. And of course, this is specific to you. As you've heard, listen to your body. It's telling you secrets. Number 10. Struggling with weight. People say, oh, I've hit this plateau for like 4 years or 4 months, whatever it is for you. And you're just, you feel like you're doing all that you need to do, but something's just not right. It's out of whack. Well, if you are having a difficult time losing weight, one issue might be your gut. And you need to be healthy to lose weight. A lot of us say, I want to lose weight to be healthy, but we have to be healthy to lose weight. Our body, if we are in an unhealthy state, our body then assumes and immediately goes onto and into autopilot, which is survival mode. Therefore, it's not willing to give up anything, and that is including your weight, your fat. It says, oh, I'm not sure, Sue. I do not want to lose this because you haven't been good to me over the last 2 months. And it just makes me a little nervous. So I'm just going to hold on to this because if I need it, I've got to make sure you're going to survive. That's what our body does. It's incredible. Your body is a miracle on how it works. And that should thrill you. And I know frustrate you at the same time. That's why we're having this detoxification conversation. To see whether or not, well, wait, maybe I've been in this area struggling with weight. Maybe a detox would be good for my body. It gives my gut a rest. It allows my body to reset and to heal. And that is ultimately what you want to do. You want to focus on healing your gut from the inside out. And finally, number 11, problems with sleep. We all need more sleep. Are you tired yet? I know this is a little bit longer episode, but this is important information that you need to have. And sleep is a big issue. In fact, it's a big issue for our children. It's sad that we have to think that our children are having a difficult time sleeping. That actually, when I was in a big box store, I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half or so ago, I was standing there. Yes, I was looking for acetaminophen over the counter. So I was getting that bottle of that just to have. We were running low and I thought, okay, I need to have that. But I looked next door to what was on the shelf and there it said, and I don't know what it was, but it had PM, okay, so for evening time, for children. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. That is very, very sad that we have a nighttime drug specifically to help put children to sleep. Right there, that's, I know, for a whole nother episode. But if you have problems with sleep, you got a lot of problems. And detoxification just might be your first place to begin. Or it may be your last hope. Either direction, you want to consider it. So when you're not getting enough sleep, your body is what? It's under stress. Again, this is your time where your body restores itself when you sleep. And if you're not sleeping, the body cannot restore itself. Release, repair, restore. It's got to release all those toxins. It's the time of detoxification. Your cells, it gets rid of all that stuff that you don't need. Then it allows itself what? To repair. So cells that are broken down, it can heal itself. And then restoration. We need that. Okay, here comes the energy. So when you wake up in the morning, you feel bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to conquer the world. Now, if you're wondering, whew, I think I'm there for 10 of the 11. Okay, then we definitely need to talk. Maybe it's 2 of the 11. It doesn't matter how many you have. These are just some ways for you to say, maybe a detox would be for me. And maybe I need to look into that further and research it out and to see if this is something that I want to pursue personally. Those are good questions to ask when it comes to your health and wellness. You, again, have the answer. You got to listen to your body. If you want some help with this, detoxification and going through a detox can be very confusing. Which one to try? Is it a fad? Is it safe? What do I do? Where should I go? The options that you have. If you would like some help with this, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, a form will pop up. Fill out those few little questions that I have there. It allows me the opportunity to know a little bit before I send you an email to schedule our call together. Again, this will be specific to your situation. So this information here, I can't give you specifically what you should do. That's why I'm not telling you you need to go and do the coffee or the no water detox. And no, I'm not saying there are such a things because I would not recommend either of them. But I'm just telling you, using those as funny examples, to say that, okay, you have to start somewhere. And it's your body. Your body is incredible. But you have to treat it with respect. You have to love it. And if you want to love on the blessings that have been bestowed to you that you're supposed to care for, your children, your husband, your family, your friends, your community, you have to take care of yourself. And if you're feeling at all run down and any of these sound all too familiar, then you most likely would benefit from a detox. But you want to be able to explore your options and understand what would be best for you when it comes to your health and well-being. Again, I want to make sure that anytime you're wanting to try something new, make sure you consult a medical provider before making any drastic decisions. It is your life. It's time to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. Have a fabulous, healthy day. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.